This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning. Coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let's hit the guest line right now, kick it off hour number three. Let's welcome aboard Reid Forgrave, NBA analyst, reporter for CBS Sports, CBSSports.com. Check him out. Hey, Reid, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, guys? How are you? Happy NBA playoffs, guys.
Yes, happy NBA playoffs, Reid. Happy NBA playoffs as the regular season in our rearview mirror. You know, Taz and I were discussing it a little bit last hour. How strange is it for you, Reid, that LeBron, and we knew for a while, but now that it's cemented, no LeBron James in the NBA playoffs. How odd is that?
I think it's good that we had a couple months to adjust to this.
Because that's true.
If this were coming down to, you know, like if LeBron had just missed the playoffs, and if he'd come back from that injury and the Lakers had been pretty good, which remember, they were before Christmas. This was a team that was sitting in fourth place. I think it would have been a little bit harder to swallow. But since this has been such an absolute, abject disaster in Los Angeles, it's almost like I've adjusted to it. There are other things to pay attention to because there are so many different storylines in the league. The fact that LeBron isn't in the playoffs is much less weird than the way his boss decided to quit the other day, right?
Like, yeah, true.
That's like, oh my goodness, what's going on?
Yeah, we talked about Moose and I talked about that a lot earlier, the other day, I should say. But earlier we talked about who could break out in the postseason for the NBA, man. So what player would you say? I mean, would it be a guy like Giannis? Or who would you say will be the breakout star who has potential to be that big breakout star now that LeBron's not going to be the talking point?
I mean, Giannis is the next face of the league. To me, it's either him or, and this is thinking probably more like 4 or 5 years down the road, him or Luka Doncic. What this Bucks team has done, like they're not proven in the postseason. They're not like that. Mike Budenholzer is not proven in the postseason. Giannis isn't proven in the postseason. No one on this team, frankly, is really proven in the postseason. But they were historically good this season. Like this Bucks team wasn't just a 60-win team. They were an awesome, awesome 60-win team. They were better on defense than they were on offense. To me, yeah, it is Giannis. I had my MVP vote for the NBA, which is due today. I sent it in a couple days ago. I was back and forth, Giannis or Harden, Harden or Giannis, and I ended up deciding on Giannis because his team is the better team. And I think these Bucks easily, I don't just think they could make the finals, but I think it is entirely within the realm of possibility that the Bucks could upset the Warriors in the finals.
Wow, that's interesting, Reid. All right, well, let's run through some of the. Let's start in the Eastern Conference, and you know, you look at, you know, you would expect both Toronto and Milwaukee to have easy first round series, correct?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Raptors have an interesting first round series against the Magic. The Magic over the past two and a half months have been, believe it or not, one of the best teams in the NBA, the single best defensive team in the NBA, but the talent gap is just way too wide. So, yeah, I think both those teams will have it pretty easy.
And Reid, what are you feeling out of with Brooklyn and with Philly?
I think that is going to be potentially the closest first-round series in the East. I worry for the Sixers about Embiid's knee. You assume he's going to play through any sort of pain, but remember, he was injured at the beginning of the first round last year. So I think that's Sixers and six, but I think the Nets will give them a little bit of trouble.
All right, when you look at, you know, and I thought that, you know, I still look at that Celtic Pacer series, Reed, and want to find out exactly what Boston is, right? And, you know, can they turn it on, ramp it up here in the postseason? We know Indiana's not completely whole, and they've been able to battle through with some injuries. But when you look at that series, I thought that it was a series that I would not be surprised if Indiana pushed Boston to the brink in that series.
Yeah, that was my initial reaction, especially with this Marcus Smart news that he's going to miss the first two rounds of the playoffs, which is big-time danger if the Celtics make it the second round, which I fully expect that they will. Like, Marcus Smart is so important for what they do. He's gotten so much better in the offensive end this year. And to me, he was a first-team all-defensive player. But ultimately, what I think this comes down to is if Victor Oladipo were healthy and on the floor, I'd completely consider taking the Pacers in this series because the Celtics have, I mean, we just, like you said, we don't know what this team is. Sometimes they look like the best team in the NBA. Sometimes they look like a completely dysfunctional team that far underperforms their potential. But ultimately, in this series, the Pacers, since they've lost Oladipo, have been below 500. And the Celtics just have too much talent, and you just have to assume they're going to turn it up. So I ultimately think Celtics in five, maybe six, but which is unfortunate for the Pacers because they've been one of the most interesting stories in the NBA, how Nate McMillan has just pulled those guys together.
You're listening to Taz and Moose. Our special guest right now is Reed Forsgrave, NBA analyst and reporter for CBS Sports. So, Reed, you touched on it a little bit here about the Bucks and the Pistons. So, basically, it kind of seems like this series is going to more or less stink, let's be honest. So, you feel like the Bucks are just going to cruise right through the deal here?
Complete blowout. The Pistons, yeah. I mean, there were times during the season that they were the hottest team in the NBA. They'd win at 8 out of 10 games. They did that a couple different times. But the talent gap and the fact that the Bucks had by far the best net rating in the NBA and that they have Giannis and there's just nobody on the Pistons is going to stop Giannis. Yeah, that's going to be a sweep. I feel pretty confident in that one.
You know, Reed, before we jump out west, who do you predict meeting up in the Eastern Conference Finals? Obviously, you have Milwaukee going to the NBA Finals, but who do you have being their final opponent in the East?
You know, I got to be honest, I'm completely torn between the Bucks or the Raptors. I think when I picked it for CBSSports.com, I actually picked the Raptors, which is more of a gut feeling thing. When I just look at these Raptors, I see a team that has more playoff experience than the Bucks, and a team that just feels built for the postseason in a way that we don't know if the Bucks are. The Bucks kind of do what they do, and they do it in an amazing way, but I'm not sure there's nearly as much flexibility as the Raptors have. The Raptors trot out tons of different lineups. They have tons of different looks. So I do have the Raptors actually making the finals, but again, I think it's a total coin flip between those teams, and I think there's a bit of a drop-off between those two teams and the rest of the East.
All right, Reed, so let's head out west, man. Let's talk about the Warriors and the Clippers. California battle here. Break it down. What do you got? What do you think? I mean, I'm assuming you're going to say Warriors, I would think.
The West is where it gets really interesting. Unfortunately, I do not think this series is going to be the
right.
most interesting one.
Right.
The Warriors are, I mean, what the storyline here is we might be at the beginning of the end of an era, and we don't know what's going to happen to the Warriors this offseason. We don't know about Kevin Durant.
Right.
We don't know about Boogie Cousins. If you had asked me to guess, I'm guessing both are gone. Frankly, we don't even know about Klay Thompson, although we probably would assume that he will come back. The Clippers have been, I mean, Doc Rivers, Budenholzer got my Coach of the Year vote, but Doc Rivers is my number two. This team has outperformed any expectation put on its shoulders from the beginning of the season or from the trade deadline when they traded away their best player. This is a team that I'm buying stock in the future. Again, the talent gap is just too big. The Clippers' biggest strength is their depth, and depth doesn't matter nearly as much during the playoffs. So this could be a sweep. I think when I put in my official votes for CBSSports.com, I put Warriors in five just because a little tip of the hat to what the Clippers have done this year.
All right, what about Denver? Taz and I, Reed, were chatting about it earlier. Unbelievable regular season. Now, how do they handle that success here in the postseason. We know how good Jokic is. When they take on a San Antonio team, even though a lot of those veterans are gone, all of them, it's still a San Antonio team. I'm sorry, Reed. What do you think about that Denver-San Antonio matchup?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting here is you got a Denver team that was really, really good during the regular season. Fell off a little bit the past 6 weeks or so. But the biggest question about them is playoff experience. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2013. Mike Malone not proven in the playoffs. Who knows what Jokic is going to look like in the playoffs. And they are going up against, like, the most playoff experienced team outside the Warriors. You got the Spurs, who haven't missed the playoffs in, what, 2 decades? You got Greg Popovich, who's brilliant. This is a Spurs team that I counted out, like, on 2 or 3 separate occasions during this season. You know, they start the season, they're below 500 a month and a half in. And it's like, they just aren't made for this. Pop's a genius. We already know that. I think the difference here ultimately becomes Nuggets have home court advantage, and home court advantage is so big. When it's the Denver Nuggets, they have the best home court advantage or one of the best home court advantages in the league. On the flip side, if the Spurs steal one in Denver, I think the Spurs easily could win the series, which would be absolutely devastating for the Nuggets. I went back and forth in the series. Ultimately, I picked the Nuggets in, I think, a 7-game series. I think this is going to be one of the more interesting first-round series that we have.
Well, speaking of interesting first-round series, Reed, I mean, a lot of folks feel the same way about Portland and Oklahoma City. And Paul George got a little bit of a nagging shoulder thing going on. You think this one's going to be as good as people think it's going to be this series?
Absolutely. I think if you look at the Vegas odds, I think the Thunder as the sixth seed are actually favored. That, I'm guessing the reason for that is because Blazers lost their big man. They lost Jusuf Nurkić just a couple weeks ago to that just devastating leg injury. Really just an awful thing to happen to a team that's had, you know, a share of bad luck over the past few years. Remember, the Blazers got swept by the Pelicans, as, you know, Blazers as a 3 seed last year as well. That was an absolutely devastating loss. My honest answer in this series is I don't know who to pick. I think the Thunder could easily make the conference finals just because when they've looked at their best this year, they look like the second-best team in the West. But frankly, they haven't looked at their best since All-Star break. Because of that, you mentioned that Paul George nagging shoulder injury. That's a problem. If Paul George is the Paul George that we saw before the All-Star break, when he was a top-3 MVP candidate, might have even had my vote for MVP at that point, I think OKC wins this series. But we'll see. I mean, right now I'm picking OKC in this series, but I think they are a big fat question mark because their offense is such a disaster at times. And that kind of, you know, Blazers without Jusuf Nurkić aren't great. But the fact that their biggest weakness without Jusuf Nurkić is Enes Kanter and his defense, well, guess what? The Thunder aren't exactly the greatest scoring team in the NBA.
All right, how about that 4-5 matchup, Rockets and Jazz?
I think this is going to be a lot closer than people expect. I was at that series last year, and people, you look at it now and you're like, oh, whatever, you know, Rockets 1-5. I thought it was a lot closer of a series than that. And the only reason that it became kind of a blowout in the last game or two was the Jazz had injuries. Dante Exum was injured again this year, and I actually thought he was a big part of why they were able to shut down Harden at points last year in the playoffs. But now you got Ricky Rubio hurt again. He was hurt last year in the playoffs. I think that's a big problem for the Jazz, whether he's playing, first of all, and whether he's at 100%. I think this is going to be a really close series. I'm ultimately going to pick the Rockets. But I think the Jazz are a little bit better than they were last year, and I think the Rockets are a little bit worse. So this is one of, I would say, probably there are 3 series in the West that I think could go 7 games. Every single one except the Warriors-Clippers, I think, could go 7 games. And this is one that I think actually will go 7 games. I'm picking the Rockets in 7. But that's not a good thing for James Harden to have 7 games on his legs before going into what we presume will be the Warriors in the second round.
All right, Reed, so you have Toronto coming out of the East, Toronto or Milwaukee, but you settled in on Toronto for CBSSports.com. You have Warriors coming out of the West?
Yeah, I do.
And Warriors winning it all?
I don't think there's anyone else. I do think this will mark the end of an era, because I think next year, I'm presuming KD and Boogie are both gone, and they need to kind of, reconfigure things around Steph and Clay.
Reed, two more before we let you go. We've chatted a lot about the Lakers, and it's been a huge topic of conversation nationwide with Magic stepping down in the strange way that he did, earlier this week. Number one, where do the Lakers go from here? Number two, do you think LeBron James has any second thoughts about deciding to go to L.A. in the Lakers last July?
I think he does, if championships is what matters most to him. But I honestly, the flip side of that is LeBron's going for something different. He's going for quality of life. And, man, you ever be a billionaire in L.A.? L.A.'s a great place to live, especially if you're a billionaire.
Yeah, no doubt.
I get the sense that, look,
I'd like to know that feeling, Reed, at some point in my life.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I get the sense that LeBron is he bummed out by this? Yeah, man, absolutely. But is he devastated in the way that he was devastated after the Heat lost to the Mavericks in that back in 2011? I don't think so. Like, after that series, LeBron went into a cave, and he basically went into his bedroom for a month, sulked and, plotted and decided he was going to destroy everyone when he came out of that bedroom, and he did. That was, probably the biggest shaping moment of LeBron's career, was that failure against the Mavericks. What did he do after this season was over? Oh, he went and hung with his boy Dwayne Wade for his last game, and he kind of, was pulled out the last few weeks of the season, which was the right call, 100% the right call. LeBron shouldn't have played once the team was so far out of it and they were tanking. I get the sense that LeBron has other things going right now, and that the fact that this team didn't win a championship, well, I'm pretty sure LeBron knew the moment they didn't sign another superstar in the offseason, they weren't going to win a championship. He wants to win a championship for L.A., but he believes his legacy is secure. So I tend to think that, is he bummed about it? Yeah, man, absolutely. Is he like, this is the worst decision I've ever made, and I can't believe I did this, and looking for a way out? I get the sense that LeBron's just in a different spot in life, that he no longer feels that everything he does will be judged by a championship. As far as this offseason, they're going to try to get Anthony Davis again. It's probably going to fail. They're going to try to sign another big-time free agent. It's probably going to fail. And then it's up to Rob Pelinka or whoever else is in the helm to figure out ways to cobble things together around this young core plus LeBron. This young core is good. We need to remember that. As much of a disaster as this year was, a lot of this just had to do with injuries. They'd be in the playoffs if LeBron was healthy. And frankly, we got to remember, Lonzo Ball was a big, big part of this team. Now that he's not wearing big baller shoes, maybe his ankles would be good. Maybe that's the biggest adjustment the Lakers need to make in the offseason, is to get Lonzo Ball into some good shoes and to get a couple shooters around LeBron, and then this team will be just fine. They'll be a 5 seed next season. That's kind of what I'm expecting.
And Reed, for everyone expecting what Zion Williamson is going to be in the NBA, do you think there's any way he can live up to all the expectations that are going to be on him coming out of what we saw at Duke?
I think there's a way. I think it's going to be really hard for him to live up to those expectations, because anything short of being the MVP is going to be short of those expectations. I think Zion Williamson is going to be an all-star. I think he's going to be awesome. The comparison that I make is, on the offensive end, he's a bigger and more athletic Julius Randle. That sounds like a backhanded compliment. It's not. That player I just mentioned, Julius Randle, averages 21-10 in the NBA, a better and more athletic version of him, plus a guy who is, maybe not elite, but really, really good on the defensive end. That's an all-star. I think Zion Williamson's an all-star and will be probably within the first 4 or 5 years of his career. He's not going to come out and be an all-star right away. What he is going to be a relevance shifter. Whatever team gets him immediately sells tickets at home and on the road. They get national NBA games. They become a team that matters. And look, chasing championships really, really matters. But I think teams I live in Minnesota. You don't think the Timberwolves would love to matter at a national level? You don't think a team like the Phoenix Suns would love to matter? I think that stuff matters to ownership. And that's what Zion Williamson's going to bring. He's going to bring that in a way that you know, maybe no player that we've ever seen coming out of college will bring. Maybe since, like, Shaq, no player will bring the sort of relevance coming out of college that Zion will bring, and that's incredibly valuable to an NBA team.
Reed Forgrave covers the NBA for CBS Sports. Hey, Reed, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Reed.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy all the action this weekend.
Great, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
There you go.
Thanks, Reed.
So he comes down to he likes the Warriors either over the Raptors or the Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, he gives great insight and does a great job, too. Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm dialed in. I'm locked in. Also, Moose, we should promote it's the thing we're doing on social media, a little video gimmick. Why don't you lay that out for the folks, please? Well, because you're going to promote it better than me. That's why. No, I'm not trying to pass the heat on you. No, but you know, really, it's
no,
your IP, and it's a good idea.
No, it's not my intellectual property, but I appreciate it. No, we're going to, for all of our great affiliates out there, we're going to send out some video on Instagram, right?
Custom for that market.
Custom for that market. So Rockets, and we'll give you a little feel, a quick-hitting video. It's not going to be all that long, but a quick-hitting video for all of our great affiliates out there for each NBA playoff team that's in the postseason.
See, if I would have did that, that would bleed into the next segment. I'd still be going. That's why it's better for you to lay it out.
No,
you're succinct.
I,
to the point.
I appreciate that.
That's your
you're
thing.
Like magic.
Boom, right there. What's
you're, like, you're the Magic Johnson of our show.
Just shorter.
Right. No. Right. The no-look pass to Bilotti. Unfortunately, Bilotti's not James Worthy. It just hits him in the head. Bilotti is like running down the court, not expecting the pass.
Look, pass.
You throw the 40-foot pass, and it drills Bilotti in the head.
Bilotti's more like Michael Cooper.
Right. Yes, right.
Mikey B's not jumping in. Basketball, NBA.
No.
Want names, Moose?
The three biggest headlines, the three, comes your way next. It's Tass and Moose on a Friday morning. Right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Moose, when it's time to make a hire for your small business, you want to find the best person for the job, and odds are that person's on LinkedIn. LinkedIn makes it easy for you to match with quality candidates who make the most sense for your role. LinkedIn uses knowledge of both hard and soft skills to match you with the people who fit your role the best. People come to LinkedIn every day to learn and advance their careers, so LinkedIn understands what they're interested in and looking for, which means when you use LinkedIn to hire someone, your matches are based on so much more than a resume. Your matches are based on skills and background, interests, activities, and passions, so you get a group of the most relevant qualified candidates for your role. That way, you can focus on the candidates you want to spend time talking to and make a quality hire that you're excited about. So, customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at LinkedIn.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/TAZ. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Certainly is on this Friday morning. We'll get to the three here momentarily. But Bogus is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Thanks, Mark. This report is sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon, with an early exit last night at Wrigley, tossed in the fifth for arguing balls and strikes with home plate umpire Mike Estabrook. Maddon blaming acoustics and engineering for the ejection.
It's so hard to argue from our dugout. If it was easier, you could just argue and stay in the game. But the dugout, the distance and the loudness makes it impossible to make your point without getting out of the dugout.
The Cubs dugout told to be quiet. Maddon came out to speak with Estabrook and got the boot. The Cubs managed to take their rubber game from the Pirates 2-0 with Jose Quintana King 11-7. The Giants blanked the Rockies 1-0, extending Colorado's losing streak to 6. They're 1-10 since a 2-0 start. The Padres outscored the Diamondbacks 7-6, and the Mets won in Atlanta 6-3. Before the loss, the Braves signed second baseman Ozzie Albies to a 7-year extension worth $35 million. The team also holds two options worth $5 million each. The first threesome about to tee off at Augusta. Morning tee times for Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, who held the lead overnight at 6-under. Phil Mickelson is one shot behind them. And
Tiger, Ricky Fowler, and Jason Day shot 2-under 70.
That's Anne Liguori at Augusta. She has live updates starting at 10:30 Eastern this morning. Three more game ones on ice last night. The Flames took care of the Avalanche 4-zip. The Capitals held off the Hurricanes 4-2. And the Leafs 4-1 winners in Boston. And there was playoff hockey as well. For the college kids.
Gaudette centers, side of the goal, pivoting, Chow, Chow, back in, line drive, score! Overtime game winner! UMass, for the first time, is going to the national championship game!
That's Brian Tripp on Westwood 1, the Minutemen, a 4-3 win over Denver in the nightcap of the Frozen Four in Buffalo. Minnesota Duluth had already beaten Providence 4-1. The national title game is tomorrow night. The Sacramento Kings gave GM Vlade Divac an extension yesterday. He then fired head coach Dave Yeager. Despite a surprisingly good 39-win season, Larry Drew will not return as Cavs coach, and the Grizzlies firing head coach J.B. Bickerstaff while demoting Chris Wallace, that's their GM, and senior VP of basketball operations John Hollinger.
I got a question. Moose, can you hear me chewing this apple while my mic's off?
Yeah.
But she made a comment the other day.
But I have very sensitive ears to it because of my wife, Donna.
Andrew, can you hear me chewing?
I did not. I can hear it in your mouth now, but I didn't hear you chewing.
I'm on my mic now. I'm some professional.
Now you're... What?
It's unprofessional. I shouldn't... I just wanted to make sure that you guys couldn't hear me chewing. I'll carry on.
No, I can hear you.
Carry on.
All right, take it away.
The New York Giants scheduled to have pass rusher Josh Allen at headquarters today. Kyler Murray and Michigan D lineman Rashawn Gary were there yesterday. And Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette arrested for driving with a suspended license yesterday. He was initially pulled over for speeding and illegal window tinting. Fournette paid $1,500 bond and was released in less than 30 minutes.
Listen, I know people get in trouble all the time for a suspended license.
Yes.
I have to be, that's never happened to me. How does it happen? I mean, pardon my ignorance on this. Like,
too many speeding tickets?
But yeah. Don't you get, or not paying a ticket, right?
No.
A lot of tickets.
No, well, but even if you pay a ticket, it has points on your license.
But that, yeah. So what he did was, correct me if I'm wrong, he just blew it off?
I did not read why his license was suspended, but he knew it was suspended and he was still driving.
Come on, dude.
He gets arrested. I mean, it's dopey. But not just that, but then you get arrested for speeding.
Well, that's why he got pulled over.
Right. If I'm driving with a suspended license...
You're doing
right,
50 in a 55.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. What was he? Do we know what he was doing?
No, I don't know what he was doing. But officer said he was speeding. And then when the officer pulls up, the windows are blacked out. He's like, that's illegal tinting.
Yeah, the tinting is... You know, I think I said this last year. I had to pull tint off two of my trucks because of this.
Yeah.
Especially in New York State. You just can't, It's not worth it, guys.
No, it's not worth it. I agree with you.
Detint your windows and wear jock shorts.
It cost me I can't remember the price. It was like $180 to detint the car. I'm like, I said to the guy, dude, are you kidding me? I'll just rip it off myself. No, you can't. There's glue on there. I'll never get it off. Well, I'll use alcohol. You can't do it. Well, I got a blowtorch home. I'll use that. No, can't do it. You burn the car. So I had to pay this.
Well, what did he use?
Yeah, he used something.
He used alcohol.
Well, he didn't show me. He didn't let me see what he did in the showroom, in his workroom.
But money is no factor.
No, money's no object.
But you wanted to spend an entire day of your life pulling tint off of windows.
Well, actually, I felt like it was a waste of money. Just got $180, you know?
Should have followed the law.
No, I did. When I got the... this is what happened. They changed the law. So that's why.
So initially, you couldn't have pulled out your receipt from the tinting and said.
I don't think a New York State trooper's going to give a rat's ass about my receipt. I'd better off having the FTW championship belt on the passenger seat. Then I'd get over and show them that. I'd be like, oh, look at that, it's a nice belt. Oh, I know who you are. See you later. Yeah, I didn't do that though. No, you can't have tint anymore. You just in New York. I don't know about other states. You can't. And I think it's unfair for people living in really warm climates. Like if you live in like Louisiana or Texas or Florida, where it gets super hot.
It just can't.
It's the percentage. Yeah,
you can't have blacked out windows.
My friend Joey Numbers used to do tint. You know, back in the day.
Yeah.
And he had like a little side business, you know. So he also was a paramedic.
Now that's the guy that wanted to tint my windows.
Yeah. Joe Numbers.
I had a buddy, Joey Tint, who ran Numbers.
See, there you go. Yeah. So that's exactly it. Yeah, so boom, there it is. You call for it, you get it, sir. But yeah, so, Joey Numbers did the tint. And you know, he did the tip. Yeah, he did a good job.
He did
too.
The tent. Are we sure about that?
He did the tent. Yeah, he did a lot of things. Right. Joey Numbers.
Bogus, you done?
Yeah, might as well.
Thank you. Let's get to the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one,
Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau share the Masters lead.
Yeah, stars.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
DeChambeau.
Yeah. So the stars are aligned after the opening round of the Masters, and that's what you want. First major of the year, Augusta National. It's the weekend before Easter weekend, which is next Sunday. Taz, and you've got Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods. Star of stars there near the top of that leaderboard. And, you know, you're looking at top 10, top 15 players. And that's exactly what you want to see. It's a pared down field, you know, invitation only when you look at the Masters. You know, former champions, guys that have won their way in, Taz. And it's great to see the great players playing well. And DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka are your leaders at 6 under par, tied for the lead after the opening round.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this earlier during our program here today. Like, you know, Koepka, we talked a lot about it yesterday. You know, like, because he's cut weight. And we thought it would affect him potentially his game yesterday. And it didn't. He was driving the ball like a stud, man. He played great.
He was fantastic.
It didn't affect him at all.
No, he was great. Almost robotic.
Yeah.
And how about Mickelson as well? I mean, fantastic back nine.
At his age
to be playing as well as he did. And a three-time champion. It would be awesome to see. If you had a dream back nine and you had Koepka, Johnson, Woods, Mickelson, throw Fowler into the mix, and that's your back nine, guys competing for the championship. I mean, you would look at something that you'd be talking about for the next 20 years.
Fantasy.
Memorable. Right.
Fantasy
team, my wife might even watch.
Probably not.
probably not. It's right. You're right about that. Probably. Fair point. All right, next.
Number two.
Maple Leafs, Capitals, Flames, all winners on Thursday night.
Yeah, Capitals, you expected. Flames, you expected. And they got brilliant net minding from Mike Smith, the 37-year-old, the former Phoenix head Coyote.
26 saves, man.
Yeah, 26 saves. He was great, 37 years of age. And people were concerned about the net minding for the Calgary Flames. First game, he was good as gold. I was stunned that the Toronto Maple Leafs went into Boston last night and not just beat the Bruins, Taz. Beat the Bruins as decisively as they did. If you watched that game, and I did, and Taz, you know you love the playoff hockey. Your Islanders are back in action later on tonight, taking on the Penguins, leading that series 1-0. Taz, Toronto was by far the better hockey team, and Boston dominated them in the regular season.
Dude, I was shocked, just as you were. I mean, for the Maple Leafs to beat the Bruins 4-1, to do it the way they did, and it was very impressive. I mean, look, the Bruins scored earlier in the first period, and that was it. Nothing. Okay, the defense for the Maple Leafs stepped up big. I was shocked. That's impressive to get we talked about this yesterday about road wins, how important they are in these tournaments. You know, at that first one or two game on the road to get at least one victory, for the Leafs to do that, very impressive. That's big for them.
Yeah, it is. That is a huge, and we'll see how Boston does respond in game two. But if everyone thought that was going to be a walkover series for the Boston Bruins, the Toronto Maple Leafs last night said, not so fast.
Number three.
Kings, Cavs, Grizzlies changing coaches.
Yeah, which, you know, you expected Drew to be out, right? The one strange one was Dave Yeager, which we talked about earlier on in the show. The Sacramento Kings off a 39-win season where their offensive output improved by nearly 15 points per game. They averaged over 114 points per game. De'Aaron Fox developed into this kind of tremendous, you know, flying up and down the court point guard, the former Kentucky Wildcat, Taz. And Yeager's out. Why is Yeager out? Because him and Divots didn't get along. And once Divots got the support of a brand-new contract extension, Dave Yeager going into the final year of his deal. It's not fair. It's not right. But they didn't look at it the same way. And even as good of a job as he did with this team, where no one expected them to contend, and they did, Even though they struggled down the stretch, he's now out of a job, which is not right, but hopefully he'll land someplace else.
Yeah, hopefully, and which obviously you start talking about coaches unfortunately losing jobs in the NBA and whatnot, and you got to think about the Lakers, which we talked about a lot this week, and we'll see what happens. If you know, maybe something happens over the weekend with Luke Walton. Maybe he stays, maybe he goes. We know Magic Johnson's gone as the president of the Lakers. Maybe Jeannie Buss is going to wait a little while. Who knows? Maybe it's. I guess there's no rush, right?
I think you're probably right. I think Luke Walton's going to stay.
I think you're probably right. That's going to tell us a lot if he stays. That really is.
You know, and you said that from the outset. I wasn't so sure. I think you're probably right. I think Luke Walton's probably going to stick around as head coach.
Yeah.
But he had three dismissals yesterday, highlighted by the Kings saying so long to Dave Yeager. So there are your big three topics. The NBA playoffs get going this weekend. NHL playoffs already underway. With all eight series with one game under their belt, you're going to get game twos later on tonight. You got four big ones tonight, including the Islanders and Penguins.
Whoa.
With New York leading that series one game to none. That's Taz has got the. What are you doing, nachos tonight?
No, we're not doing nachos. Right, through the little pigs in a blanket.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Do a little bit of that.
Takeout?
And probably some takeout. Yeah, I would think we might go. There's a little Italian joint that we get a little...
chicken parm?
No, not chicken parm. I actually do... They have a great... This is going to shock you that I like this. A salad pizza.
Their salad pizza
is really good at this place.
Really?
And their regular... My wife usually gets their regular salad. They have is delicious with grilled shrimp on it. Big, giant shrimp, you know?
Okay.
Their regular pizza is great. Their chicken parm and...
So salad slices, the pizza crust sauce, and then the sauce.
It's a pizza... It's what it is. It's the pizza dough. A little bit of mozzarella, no sauce.
Oh, no sauce.
And they put the salad, but their salad, I don't know what kind of drink. It's just delicious.
Great.
It's very fresh.
Oh, there you go. Very
and,
nice.
You know, you wouldn't think salad pizzeria. You think Taz is a man's man, meat, potato,
you
Jones.
You go a whole pie?
I don't want to eat a whole pie. What am I, 2-ton Tony Galente? I mean, what is a whole pie? No, you eat one slice, I'm good. I'm a mild eater.
Dude, you're not having one slice.
I'll probably have two.
A little dose of reality.
I'll have a little.
I know you're not eating a whole pie. I was joking around.
And I also have.
You're not having one slice of salad pizza to get through you through a hockey game.
No, I'm not. That's correct. That's not happening.
Nope.
You're right. But here's the thing, my friend. They do have an awesome tortellini soup.
Oh, nice.
Nice. You know, tortellini soup?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get that. I'll also get a. They have a chicken palm roll, you know, the rolls. And I'll get a sausage and pepper roll, too. And I might get.
Aside from all that stuff, too.
Well, throughout the night, I got a lot of hockey to watch. I'm going to watch some wrestling, some Japanese wrestling.
Hold on, let's just set the menu. All right. So you're going to start off.
This
as
is not
an
Augusta
appetite.
Where I got egg salad. And that's
it. I understand. You're starting off with the tortellini soup.
Yeah, of course. You got to start with the warmest.
Two salad slices.
Two, only two.
A chicken parm roll.
Right, and then I'll wait.
Sausage, peppers, and onions roll.
Later, I'll do that around 11 p.m.
And pigs in the blanket.
That's at like 4 p.m. That's like a pre. Yeah. So that's why you have the salad. Get some
How's
greens.
Your plumbing?
Blow out at Yucca Flats.
Yes.
As they say. How's your plumbing? That's funny.
It sounds delicious.
You gotta have tons of food. I'm not going to go on an Uber Eats. Pay the charges they charge, even though money's no object. And have them deliver just
I agree with you.
A little salad. You're going to bring the wood.
I understand. I agree with you. That's a nice, hopefully your Islanders win.
I hope so. If not, I'll be misery and sausage and pepper. I mean, look, the sausage and pepper is not compared to what you made. I mean, it pales in comparison. They make a good...
But those rolls are good. You have a little dipping sauce?
No, I don't do the dip. See, a lot of people, my wife, she likes a little tomato sauce when she does that dipping sauce. She's a salad grilled shrimp girl, but she'll do like a chicken palm, like a half a roll. She'll take a piece of mine. She'll dip it in the sauce. I don't do the sauce. I like dry Jones. I go in dry.
Yeah, I'm more with you. My wife's the same way. She likes a little sauce on the side to
dip. Yeah, I like
I'm with you.
Straight. Yeah. I figure out the logs of mozzarella that they have in there, you're getting enough fat and oil. So from that, you know what I mean?
That's true. You're right about that.
Yeah, so you thought I was just going to go with just a salad slice? No, I had a whole litany
of items. I said a whole pie. You're like, what am I, Johnny Two Tons? And then you're like,
Two-ton Tony Galente.
Right, two-ton, right. Yeah. And then you lined up about 9,000 calories after that.
Throughout the night, though.
I understand.
It's not. It starts at 4 p.m.
Right, it's not one feeding.
Yeah, no, it's not one. So I got enough food for if the Islanders are playing the whole series tonight.
Right, exactly. Right. It's going to carry me to game 7. It's Taz and the Moose. The undercard comes your way next.
That's funny.
Right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Anne Liguori. Listen for my master's reports from Augusta today through Sunday right here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, whatever.
Antetokounmpo.
Yes, yeah, difficult
Antetokounmpo.
Name. Right, but see, here's the thing. Antetokounmpo.
Kumpo.
The Greek freak.
On CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Bob in Milwaukee. You see this nut who got a tattoo barcode so he can watch soccer highlights.
Yeah, dude, we actually did see this, Bob, and in Milwaukee. And, yeah, it's crazy. Moose, you saw it, too. I mean,
I did see it. So
odd,
that's
right?
So he put a barcode, tattooed it on the inner part of his forearm, right?
Was his forearm or his calf? Where was it? Maybe you're right.
I thought it was the inner part, like the underside of your forearm, right?
I think you might be right.
And then you scan
No,
that.
It's the inside of his calf. I'm
oh,
looking
inside
at it
of
right
his calf.
Now.
All yeah, right, inside so inside of his calf. So he did that, and then...
Inside of his calf. Oh, unless
see,
he has a sneaker on his
no,
hand.
No, no. Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing that.
No, he doesn't. I didn't see the sneaker in the picture initially.
Is that Pete the Body? He's got those same Adidas Pete wears.
I think he's a little bit more muscular. But anyway,
wow.
So now you scan that, Taz. You scan that, and then it brings up highlights.
I know. Dude, that's odd. So, again, understand this, people. Okay, what Moose just said to you is this. You scan this guy's tattoo on the inside of his calf muscle. And then you could catch soccer or sports highlights of his team. I guess it's his team.
Yeah.
Dude, it's that. I mean,
it's a way of promoting himself.
Yeah. It's a QR code tattoo. And, like, I'd never heard or seen nothing like this. And Mikey B was talking about this before the show. And what happened was Mike brought up a good point. Imagine if the tattoo artist screws up the tat.
Yeah.
Just one little line, no Coe Jones.
Right, and then all of a sudden you're messed up. That's pressure.
You got that gimmick on your leg now, looking like a schmuck duck the rest of your life.
Taz, don't you think that's an instant regret?
Yes. I absolutely agree.
Yes. Don't you think that's one where you leave the tattoo parlor, and then you look at it and you're like, man, that was just a bad idea.
Yeah, it is a bad idea. I mean, my body's riddled with tattoos, and this is something you don't.
Well, but a lot of, but and some of them have greater meaning and significance than others, Taz. And I'm not against tattoos. I got one. I mean, almost this one is though is so stupid.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I
so stupid.
Pete Gass just DM'd me right because I sent him my nothing to do with the tattoo. I sent him my phone number and he replies.
I was going to text it to him.
No, you seem like you were annoyed, so I didn't want to bother you with that.
I did not.
No,
seem
I don't
like
want to bother
annoyed.
You. I don't want you to make it feel like you're doing me a favor.
No, you were worried about sending that over social media.
Bro, I sent him the thing.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, I just called it. This is like a deli in Syosset.
That's funny. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Keeping a car clean is a simple and expensive form of maintenance. O'Reilly Auto Parts is the cleaning and detailing products you need for that, which included washes, waxes, polishes, leather, and vinyl care. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Clean Car Month. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every single day. All right, let's get to it, the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
Hi, Mike.
Do the Rockets have a better chance of picking off the Warriors if this is in the second round as opposed to the third round?
Great question. I think because I get concerned about the Rockets staying healthy, I'd say the Rockets have a better shot second round than third round. I want to say a Warrior team that's a little worn down, you get them in the championship series.
I'm with you on this. I agree. Second round.
Yeah.
Second round.
Because I look at it, Taz, the other thing I look at from a Golden State perspective is the closer they get to the finish line, I think the more difficult they will be to get knocked out. So if you're talking about meeting them up in the Western Conference Finals, I think they're going to be difficult to deny in the Western Conference Finals.
Yes, no, I agree.
All right, next.
Ooh, oh. Hold on a minute. So now just a follow-up. So Pete Guest, and he sends me a text, and he goes, hey, it's Pete Guest. Here's my cell. He gives me a number, and I reply with, excuse me, who are you? Dead silence.
Oh, very nice.
But then I let him off the hook because I sit on the radio. I got my call. just a little, it's kind of my humor that it's crazy.
No, it's great. No, it's great. You and Pete. Now I'm glad you finally exchanged numbers after 40 years.
Don't bother me. 4 years, but I know the guy over 10 years.
I said 40. It was a joke.
Oh, well, that's close to the 4 years. You're right. 40 is more apropos. Mike, come on.
I think I'm done.
All right, buddy.
Want to thank Reed Forgrave for joining us earlier on the program.
Great.
Thanks to Mike and Pete as well. Great job, as always, to Andrew Bogish, too.
Oh,
remember,
wow,
download
awesome.
The podcast, radio.com, Apple Podcasts, each and every day. And remember, all of our great affiliates out there, we're going to be sending out some specific stuff over the course
custom.
Of the next couple weeks. Custom for your affiliate over the course of the next few weeks. So make sure to check that out on our Twitter. And we'll tweet you as well on Twitter
whoever
and Instagram.
Team.
Yes.
We'll
Taz, yeah. Have a great weekend.
You
right?
too, sir.
All right, everyone, peace. Till Monday.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.